this opportunity, and thank you, Joanne. You are such a sweetie. Now, I'm Jonathan Rosen. I'm the Blindness Product Manager with Pulse Data International, and of course here working with our subsidiary company in the United States, Pulse Data Humanware. There is a lot that I can tell you about today, so let me summarize some of the things and suggest that you come along to Booth 6 and take a look. Perhaps the thing that is creating the most buzz at the convention, not just for Pulse Data, but generally in the technology field, is the fact that we've released, or we're showing, the world's smallest PDA for the blind that has Braille output and Braille input. This is called the BrailleNote PK. It's using the latest in Microsoft Windows CE mobile technology and the power of the Keysoft system to give you the best of both worlds. So you have great mainstream access to Wi-Fi, Internet Explorer 6 technology using KeyWeb. We have a built-in Bluetooth interface and a Bluetooth Bluetooth receiver, and a whole range of other options as well, all built into the BrailleNote PK. It has an 18-cell Braille display. It has easy navigation keys on either side of the unit, and it also has a USB and an all-purpose port, which allows you to use serial. You can also connect a keyboard to it for QWERTY input, so you've got the features of a BrailleNote BT and a QT in this tiny device, and I'm carrying around one in my pocket right now. The media player is quite substantially reworked in BrailleNote PK, which is running Keysoft 6.0. It plays a wide range of formats, including Windows Media, MP3, WAVE, AIF, and a number of other more obscure things. And what I'm really excited about with this media player is that there is separate control over the speech and the volume. And that's really great, because it's all very well to be listening away to some Mozart while you're working in the word processor, but then, of course, if you're listening to some Led Zeppelin, you might find that the speech can't be heard at all. So we've addressed that by separate volume controls for the speech and the media player. You can also, as I indicated, work in other parts of the BrailleNote PK, such as email, the web browser, and still be playing your media file. And, of course, the media file will remember where you left off if you stop in mid-file. And so if you're listening to a book and you turn the unit off or you have to exit, then you can resume where you left off, and it will pick up from that point, which is a really handy feature, particularly if you're using audiobooks. The BrailleNote PK has a great Wi-Fi interface. We've been using it in the exhibit area with the wireless access that's out there. And because we don't have to deal with the inconvenience of a graphical user interface, it's very fast. I've got a 2.6 gig PC at home, and the browser on the BrailleNote PK is faster than that. It is loading web pages at an incredible speed. So it's a great device, and of course you've got all the power that you would expect. Pocket PCs all very well for a size of person who might be paying a few $100, but this technology is expensive because of the Braille set, and also because of the number of units that you have to produce for the blind community. It's much smaller than the number of units you produce in the sighted world. And so we figure that when you pay this much for a blindness PDA, you deserve, industry strength applications, even though they're on a pocket device. And so you can do it. There's a lot of power packed into our word processor, for example, and you're welcome to come and take a look. We haven't forgotten existing BrailleNote users. Keysoft 6.1 is coming out in the fourth quarter as well, and that will include many of the same features that I've just discussed. We're upgrading the operating system to Microsoft's Windows CE 4.2. We have a much faster, more robust web browser. The web browser has been a huge hit for us because of the intuitive interface, and that's always been what the BrailleNote's been about and why so many people have been able to enter the exciting world of computing and the internet because of the BrailleNote. You don't have to go into any special forms mode to complete a form. You can just press the first letter of a link to get to it. It's intuitive. That's basically the bottom line. And we're upgrading that so it's much more functional in terms of speed and web pages that it accesses in Keysoft 6.1. You also get the new media player in there, a full Wi-Fi support for your existing BrailleNote. That does include, by the way, support for WEP if you need to connect to a network with a secure key. And you can scan for networks and have the BrailleNote alert you when you're in range of a wireless network, which is great. If you wander into a Starbucks, it will instantly tell you that a wireless network is available and give you the opportunity to connect to it. So we'll be telling you more about pricing, etc., at the booth. If you have a brown note and you're interested in that, we can determine what your upgrade path is, and we've done our best to make sure that that is reasonable. We also have a couple of new Braille displays, and we call these the Braillians, and they really are amazing pieces of technology. We know that there are some people who really need and feel comfortable with mainstream technology, and so this is really our solution to that area, because you can now buy a tiny laptop, and of course with Centrino processors coming along the way they are, if you turn the screen off on one of those babies, you can in fact get in some cases maybe 10 or 15 hours of charge with a Centrino processor with a couple of batteries in there. The Braillians is a very small Braille display. It's lightweight, it's slim, it can easily fit in your laptop bag, and it's so light you would barely know that it's there. It comes in a 24-cell and a 40-cell version. And it is Bluetooth capable, so you can have a completely wireless connection to your PC. The great thing about that is if you use a laptop and a desktop, you don't need to fuss with pesky wires, because you can just initiate the contact with the Braille display separately. We do have batteries in the Braillians, and there's a good reason for that. We're using some intelligent technology that means that if you connect with the USB port, which is optional on the unit, if your laptop, let's say, is currently plugged into the electricity, then the Braillian will draw power from the laptop. But if the laptop is disconnected and you're running on your laptop's batteries, you want every ounce of battery life you can out of your laptop. So at that point, the Braillian automatically detects that you're not running on electricity on your laptop anymore, and it will switch to its own power. And we have up to 100 hours of charge on USB on the Braillian's own battery. We have up to 30 hours of charge if you're using it wirelessly with Bluetooth. There are cursor routing keys, obviously, above all cells. The cells are exceptional quality, and the Braillian really has to be felt to be believed. We have a 40 in the booth. We'll have a 24 later in the week when it comes from the other convention. And you're welcome to come along and take a look or have a feel, because I think you'll be totally impressed. So if you get a Braillians and a tiny laptop, you have the ultimate and off-the-shelf technology and all the power that comes with that. We also have some new Braille displays to show you for the actual existing Braille Note line. If you're looking at purchasing a Braille Note in the near future, you would probably get one of these new Braille cell lines. They are lighter than the previous cells that we provided. They have more robust cursor routing functions, and we genuinely believe that the feel of the cells is a lot better as well. We have some demo stock to give away. No, I wouldn't go that far. We do actually have something to give away, and that is a Braille Note PK. We're going to be inviting you to come to the booth. You can do that any time, which is booth 6. The Pulse Data Humanware booth. Leave us your name, and we will be doing a draw for this very sexy new Braille Note PK, the Braille Note that fits in your pocket, the world's smallest Braille output PDA for the blind, and we'll be drawing that at the banquet on Friday evening. So go along there, put your hands on one, and get your name into the draw. So that's what we're giving away. But we also have a number of demo units that are still in good condition, and they have a 6-month warranty on them, Braille Notes and Voice Notes, and some of those are up to 40% off the regular retail price. And with all of these upgrades coming out, there has never been a better time to become a Braille Note user. So those are just some of the things that we're doing at the Pulse Data Humanware booth.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan.